Welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 446. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. The Frosty One himself is in transit, so I think he'll be here more towards the middle of the show. So I guess we have maybe harmonica to look forward to, gentlemen. Gentlemen, how are you?
Yeah, right. I don't believe
I tried looking up whether or not there was a harmonica train.
Oh, God.
But I couldn't find one. All I found were how to do train sounds with a harmonica.
You really want to get exiled today, don't you, Eric? Like, you're itching.
We all know that you never exile anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I suppose it's going to be full of cops, too. That's probably another prerequisite.
They got to protect all those harmonicas.
Oh, God. Harmonicas are going to be the death of me. I'm telling you right now, if it's not harmonicas, it's going to be I'm going to get run over by a train. I kid you not. Like, either somebody's going to, like, throw a harmonica at me, probably mug, and kill me, like, on impact, like, hit me in the temple or something, or I'm going to get run over by a train. Full of cops. That's a way to go, I guess. So, gentlemen, it's been a crazy week for me. How about you, Breakman? How about yourself?
I'm talking about Saturday morning cartoons in chat. Why do you have to pull me away from chat?
I know.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. It was good.
Yeah. It sucks when you have to, like, talk about reality, huh? I wish we could just talk about cartoons all day and. You know,
call ourselves Toon Grinders.
get paid for doing so. That would be pretty cool. Speaking of getting paid, I want to do this at the beginning before I forget, and at the end, RP Grinders has basically I've set up a GoFundMe for RP Grinders to keep our web hosting for 5 years.
GoFund yourself.
Yeah, yeah. GoFund myself is what people have been telling me for a long time now. So. Yeah. No, we have a GoFundMe. It's active. I'll put the link in chat. You guys feel free to share with anybody. It's a very modest goal. I'm asking for $125 because I don't know what the fees are. I think it's like 4%, 5%, 7%, whatever the fees are. I just want to make sure that we have enough to cover 5 years of keeping.
And then rest you'll promise to invest in porn.
Yes. And if I get anything left, it will definitely be spent in porn. Breakman will make sure of it. Mm-hmm. And none of that weird two girls cup shit either, Breakman. None.
Why would you even insinuate that I would do any, like, no.
Yeah.
No. I'm insulted. And I'm not going to speak to you for another 2 seconds.
That's right, because guess who's doing the first news story? One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Okay.
No, so. Your 2 seconds ran off. You just never said who was reading it. I was waiting for an answer.
I was Breakman. You're up.
Oh, you were insinuating.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
See? Yeah.
Coming to us from RPG site. Compile Hearts announces Deaf End requests for PlayStation 4. Say, what the fuck is this name? Semicolon quest.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Previously, we had reported about Compile Hearts teasing a brand new RPG codenamed Dirk. Yes, I remember that non-story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As promised by Compile Heart, this week's Famitsu magazine is revealed on that RPG, which is titled Deaf End Semicolon Quest. Fucking name.
I wish Mug was here to explain that, like what they were trying to get at. Maybe he can decipher.
I think that it's supposed to be like jumbled data.
Oh, okay.
The game is supposed to be a intersection of game with reality, rumored to be. Let me see. There's one update. Early details of the game are now just available courtesy of Hashima.
Mm-hmm.
You can read the translations below in this article that I'm going to put in chat for them to read, but not for you suckers who are listening. We have obtained the Famitsu magazine and found new characters that weren't covered in the early details. You can read them in the new characters selection below. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. So
we're not going to read all that, guys. Yeah. Sorry, there's a lot here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should be in chat.
Yeah, you should be in chat every
Dungeon
Friday.
Buster's going to get to read it by himself. Suck on that.
Oh, so it's basically another Sword Art Online story. Yeah, you're stuck in a VR game.
Yeah, you see how Breakman didn't mention MXC. Like, you're just an afterthought.
Oh, yeah, MXC. I forgot he was in there. Sorry, MXT. Yeah.
No, he's not sorry. He did it on purpose. I just want you to know that, MXT. I like starting fights. It's awesome.
God damn it.
All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is from RPG site as well. And, well, it's not more of an announcement, really, because it happened this week. But you can get Princess Maker 3 Fairy Tales Come True on Steam.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I didn't see any gameplay in the trailer, but
It's a simulation game where you're trying to raise this girl to, like, the age of 18 and then make sure they don't get screwed up unless you want to go for that ending.
Yeah, it's another RPG Maker type deal, right, Eric?
No.
It's a Princess Maker. I'm looking at it, man, and I don't – is this their own engine or what is
it? It's not an RPG game.
What is it?
There are RPG battles in the game, but that's, like, during the exploration segment you can choose to do or not.
Yeah. Oh, so it's an option to make it an RPG. So it's more of a what? Point and click or
no? I've been saying it's a simulation game. Well, it's a life raising sim.
Oh, that's exactly what I want, to raise more kids in my life. Yeah, that's
you get to change diapers. Yeah,
like, you don't have to because it's digital. Oh, it just happens off screen.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Diaper no, I think I'm good on
the
that.
Video game.
Yeah. And no, that you raise them from age 10 to 18, so no diapers.
they better not be wet in the bed either.
Yeah.
People not been paying attention to me.
None of that bullshit. I wet in the bed. That you're out. You get out now. you find your own way. You're old enough to pee in the bed. You're old enough to find your own bed. Damn it.
But this game's stupid. How do I get the bad ending?
Yeah.
Future child. Yeah. I love this game.
Oh, dude.
Dungeon Buster is saying Death Annon Request has 99% of endings that are bad and 1% that is good. That just means it's near, man. Near has a bunch of bad endings, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That Phantom 2040 game where it had I don't know how many endings, but they were all basically the same ending with maybe like one minor change to them.
I want there to be a spanking option in this. Is there a spanking option in this game?
I think so, actually.
Whoa, really?
I'm pretty sure it was in the last one too.
With a belt or with a cord or with a switch? Like
how far do you have to go before child services shows up in this game?
It's medieval times, so there are no child services.
Oh my god, this is an awesome game.
This is the best game I have ever heard in my life. We must get this game. It is.
Although the god that bestowed you the lowly will berate you at the end of the game, and you'll get a terrible ending.
Yeah, probably. We don't want the terrible ending, but
I don't care if I get a terrible ending for child abuse.
There's literally an ending in the second game where she becomes the ruler of hell along with the Satan of that world or whatever.
Yeah. Well, speaking of endings, guys, RPG site brings us this article about Nintendo announces a Super NES Classic. All those games.
Yeah, I was excited for this until I saw the price.
The price, I don't know.
Yeah, man. And I heard that localization of this game isn't as good as the original unreleased version of 2, because apparently they had planned to release it, but they
You're still talking about Princess Maker, Eric? We're on to the Super Nintendo, dude.
No, he's talking about Star Fox.
No, I'm not.
What the hell are you talking about, damn it?
Okay, fine. We'll get to the story.
Yeah. I was right in the middle of the story, Eric. Nintendo today confirmed the existence of something that's been rumored for months. And we're particularly happy to see. The Super NES Classic Edition will be released this September. It has 21 games, among them Contra 3, Donkey Kong Country, Earthbound, which is an awesome game, Final Fantasy 3, obviously, great game. It has Legend of Zelda in there, Kirby game, Star Fox, Super Mario, a bunch of Super Mario stuff. So, and Yoshi's Island. Oh, and Super Metroid. It's probably worth it just for Metroid. How much was it? $80 or something?
I'm kind of unimpressed, actually. I mean, How do they justify 21 games versus SNES Classics? Was that like 30 or 60 games?
Yeah, that was – I hear you on that.
And like a lot of people – I try asking like why did they give us X but not X2 and X3? Of course, you could say the same thing about Donkey Kong Country 2 and 3, but I'd rather not have 3 on there.
Well, they got to have something for a second iteration,
and I could
right?
do without Final Fantasy 3 with its Woolsey translation and its all caps text names for the names of the characters. It's all caps. It's all ugly, and it's probably even buggier than the original Japanese release, so fuck that. I'd rather play the advanced version.
Maybe, yeah. Well, yeah, for sure play the advanced version, but
I don't know, the crappier audio.
I don't know, man. $80 sounds like.
Well, you know what? That MXT makes a good point in chat. He said Earthbound cost me more than $89.
Yeah, getting it just for Earthbound.
And it has Earthbound in it.
Earthbound, Star Fox 2, just for that, I think it's worth it.
Like, yeah. I had Earthbound and I sold it, so maybe I should reconsider getting it.
$80 is a high price point, man. Like, that's. But
good luck getting it now because it's sold out everywhere. Ha!
There's no question about that. You're not going to get this thing. I mean, that is.
Yeah, but I think they're going to. I think this is going to last longer than the original did.
It probably will. And I'll just wait for my chance.
It sounds like Nintendo has longer plans for it. Unlike the. Because the NES, they said this is going to be a limited release thing. They haven't
said
that about
Eric? Eric lost his chance. No, I was just saying, Eric lost his chance. He said he lost his chance.
I was kind of waiting to get paid, but of course. When that news of this hit, I didn't have the money at the time.
I do like how small it is. That's pretty cool.
There are so many great games on it.
Oh, and I've got to tell you, I do not like the design of the U.S. version of the Super Nintendo. I like the European one, which looks more like the Super Famicom.
I don't know.
Get that version instead.
I've never liked the purple and.
Maybe I'll better luck getting the European version because.
I don't know what version. Is that like a fake bluish color or something? Like it had dull colors, but unless you got the Axis controller, which was a multicolor one, that would look pretty awesome.
Mm. Yeah, I never could afford that stuff, man. I just got the.
Yeah, let's use. Two shades of purple. That's really bland.
Well, I had a lot of. I was working since I was a little kid, and I spent a lot of money.
The Famicom's a lot sleeker. And this thing's bulky and ugly.
It looks okay. I'm looking at it. It looks all right.
There's so many good games on here, though.
It's a little bit smaller than the SNES 3. Yes, there wasn't. Well, I mean. The Genesis 3 is what I was thinking. So that's pretty nifty.
I mean, I'm looking at the lineup, and I don't really have a complaint about any game on this list. Oh, they take that back. Yoshi's Island's on the bottom. Fuck Yoshi's Island. Goddamn crybaby Mario. Fuck you, Mario.
Do you know that there's a hack to get rid of the crying in Yoshi's Island?
Oh, my God. Anything
just get rid of
that.
Mario instead? Just kill Mario? Like, suck on this Mario.
Game with an ASM hack that just removes Mario out of the equation and gives you a health bar.
Grand Theft Mario. That's what I'm waiting for. Awesome. You know, I never understood why they never made, like, a Mario game like The Simpsons. Remember that Simpsons hit-and-run game? It was, like, sort of like GTA.
Oh, that one was a lot of fun, actually.
Put it in the next Mario Kart, just... run around a town.
No, that was a great game. We need a Mario game like that. An open world Mario, like Grand Theft Mario. Those guys should get together and
why? I wouldn't want Mario stealing cards. Think of the children, man.
Yeah, no. I want.
You're talking about a Wario game.
Rabbids game. He's shooting rabbits, but they're doing the world a service by doing that.
You're not thinking about this, Eric, but like, you know how they did Simpsons Hit and Run? Why couldn't they do a Mario edition like that? Like,
not Simpsons.
Yeah, but you don't have to be Mario. You could be like Bowser and Wario, stuff like that. That would make sense.
Yeah, or you could be like, I know, Breakman would be Princess Peach first off, you know. I mean, that's more his style. Princess Peach or you know what?
Yeah, why the guy in a beard looks great in a dress.
Better yet, Breakman, how about a game where you get to punch baby Mario in the face as Mario or any other, like Donkey Kong?
No, basically put him in the Three Kings game, and it'll be the Baby Moses game, where you can just put Baby Moses in the water and just run away and finish the level.
Death by Drowning, that finishes the level. It's a Mario version of Manhunt. That would be even better, man. What do you think about that, Breakman? Super Mario Manhunt. I'm in.
I said, the release here this year, I would probably take out Street Fighter 2 Turbo and put in Mystical Ninja, because that game was localized and I don't understand why it's not on this list.
Probably because they're saving it for another iteration of the same thing that they always do. They'll probably have another version of this with different games, and that may be one of them. Dungeon Buster says,
Maybe I don't know if we'll do that though.
And Dungeon Buster says a lot of classic games, card only, can be close to $100 alone. I'm waiting for the classic SNES or SNES mini version.
I'd rather hack the shit out of this and put more ROMs on there.
A mini version with the yellow plastic. The MXT says collectors and resellers are pissed about Earthbound. Yeah. I mean,
I'm pissed I sold it when I did.
There's still
hold on to it a bit longer.
I'm pissed that I was stupid that I let my brother sell it and not get any money for it.
There's still
sold it because I didn't think I'd miss it, and I ended up missing it.
All right. There's still a market for it, MXT, I'm sure.
Yeah, I let my brother sell his copy of Dragon Warrior 7 before I played it, or Dragon Quest 7. I should have played it.
All right, Break. Next story, please.
Me? Yay! Coming to us live from RP Gamer. And in addition to providing a new trailer, viewable below, Level 5 announced that it is pushing back the Japanese release date for Nintendo 3DS title, The Snack World Treasures?
I have no idea what they were going with that word.
The game was originally set for July 7th, 2017. I'm pretty sure that's a made-up word, so fuck them.
I think it's a French word, actually.
If it's... this is supposed to be two words.
Treasury. I'm sure they probably mean...
Or it's a play on treasures.
Yeah.
Well, Trey's T-R-E-S. This is T-R-E.
So. Oh, MXT gave Earthbound away because he thought it was stupid. Oh, man. That kind of sucks, MXT.
Oh, man, that was a fun game. I liked it when you got so strong, the animals got afraid of you and stuff. The bad guys were like, no, please don't kill
us right away. And since there's a big giant puke that you can fight.
Ooh, yeah. That's good stuff. MXT says he was at the age where, quote, kitty stuff is stupid and the bright color setting of the game triggered him. Yeah. In fairness, MXT, it's not hard to trigger you. So just saying.
I've never went through a kitty stuff is stupid phase.
Yeah, you're right. The Snack World actually looks good. I looked at the trailer. I was actually pretty impressed with the trailer of Snack World, The Snack World. I'm not a fan of the name, but the game looks like it might be a ton of fun to play. So,
language is weird, though. When a game gets delayed, they use push back, but aren't you really pushing it up? Because if we view time as a constant, it doesn't make sense to say back.
We're getting into these paradoxes that'll never make sense, no matter how we look at it, Eric. If we did that, we'd be here all day, man. But we don't. So let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Next story is also about a delay. Gematsu. Cult Revolt delayed to October 3rd in North America and October 6th in Europe.
Yeah. MXT says...
And I might as well do the next one because it's also a delay.
Okay.
But Toho Kabuto V, First Battle, which is like the Toho fighting game, 3D fighting game, but has been delayed to October 10th, North America, and October 13th in Europe. That's Eric Day.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I don't know. I never played, but I look at this. I mean, for the Nintendo. Oh, hey,
we missed your birthday, Frank. Happy birthday, Frank. I'm sorry.
No, that's
yeah, we forgot to mention it last week.
Yeah, we're sorry. Yeah, you said your birthday's coming in October, and I'm like, oh, shit, we forgot all about Frank. We're sorry, Frank.
I'm so old, I don't have birthdays anymore, guys.
He stopped counting.
I stopped counting. I ran out of fingers and toes.
So to find out how old you are, we have to, like, chop off a leg and count the
rings. Even the Facebook post that said it was 75 years old is a lie, because he's older than that.
Yeah, that's as old as it would let me make it, so, you know, I'm just doing what I can. You know,
well, they have something against people like plus 75 plus people.
Like David Carradine in Kung Fu, just wandering around this thing we call life. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Were you also pretending to be Chinese but looking pale white?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Pasty. I prefer the term pasty.
I never watched the original Kung Fu, and I watched only parts of Kung Fu The Legend Returns.
Ah, Kung Fu's so good, man. So good. Back in the day, Kung Fu. We're going to be talking about that shit later on in the show. Old cartoons. We haven't done that in a while.
No,
old
that's
cartoons.
A live action show. But
Listen to what I'm saying before you speak, man.
Old man talk.
Oh, my goodness. We're talking old cartoons and old TV shows, stuff like that. We could have a whole show on that, so it's going to be pretty fun coming up later in the show. But next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Story of Seasons Trio of Towns launches October 13th in Europe. So it was first released in Japan June of 2016, followed by North America this February. Did this game sell well? I don't know. But and then it's got a story. I'm guessing.
Well, it's getting DLC still, so I guess it's doing something right.
I guess it's doing something right, is right. So, yeah. Maybe Harvest Moon type-ish, I'm guessing, is what they were going for.
This is the original series that was localized as.
Ah, that's why. That's why. Okay,
but,
oh, that's cool.
But Natsume still had the rights to the name. Mm. Harvest Moon, so they kind of wanted to keep using it for their own series.
Wow, nice. How nice.
It's become its own series, and now Bokujo Monogatari is called Story of Seasons now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine by me. Good games, just not everybody's bag, but they're good games for sure. All right, Eric, next story, and then I'll go to you, Break.
Next story is from Gamatsu, and The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel has got a release window for this month. But I mean this, I mean July, because by the time you hear this, it probably will be July.
Yeah, probably. How quick we get podcasts out lately.
Since this is the last day, and it'll be over in a few hours.
I mean, I'm going to do it, because you never get around to doing it.
Ugh, dude. If you only knew my chaotic life, dude, you would know why. Hey, Freak 5 joined us in chat. I'll be talking about him in a little bit. Yeah. What's up, Freak 5? I see you there. All right. Let's see. Eric, next story, please.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned PC, but I'm re-emphasizing it. This is the Steam release. But next story is Apollo Justice Ace Attorney is apparently coming out to the 3DS, hot off the heels of the cell phone version. So I guess this is what Capcom does now. Port a cell phone version, use cell phone version's code, retweak it so that it actually runs on a 3DS, and sell it on the 3DS.
Yeah.
But apparently it got a rating for Korea, so that probably means that they're planning on doing it globally. But in addition, this article also mentions Record's Definitive Edition for Xbox One.
Hmm. All right. That's cool. Not much more to that other than what you said, Eric. I was looking at the story here. This is one that I didn't get to before.
It also mentions this game called Soul Dimension, how Sony Interactive Entertainment Korea is apparently publishing it.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Breakman, next story, please. Do we have Breakman? We may not have.
I forgot to unmute
myself. That was the end of the stories.
No. No. We have
the
one
Apollo
more.
The Apollo Justice story? Yeah. You read that one?
We haven't. Yeah.
Oh, that's it then.
Well, I guess that's it.
Got a big discount, though.
Did you didn't say anything about the Legend of Heroes deal.
I did.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Homie discounts. Any homie discounts, Eric? You said we...
Yes, PlayStation Plus games for July have right. been announced. And they are, for the PS4, Don't Die, Mr. Robot, Game of Thrones, a Telltale game series, That's You, Until Dawn, and for PS3, we've got Darkstalkers Resurrection, which is actually pretty good, so I recommend picking that up if you have PS Plus.
Freak 5 is Exiled?
It's just too bad the game didn't sell enough to warrant Capcom actually doing a new Darkstalkers. Yeah. But there's also Tokyo Jungle.
You know that...
And for PS Vita, we've got Element 4i. And Don't Die, Mr. Robot.
I wish Mug was here. Do you remember that game coming out, the Dragon Ball Z Fighter, whatever?
Actually, it's just called Dragon Ball Fighters. And the Z is just there for being stylish.
Eric, let me finish talking, dude. Seriously, dude. I haven't even finished my sentence. That fighter of Dragon Ball Z, whatever it's called, Dragon Ball Z Fighters, whatever it is.
Dragon Frawl Free.
Whatever Dragon, the fuck
Dragon
it is.
Dragon Frawl Z.
Yeah, whatever that game is, why couldn't they do a new Darkstalkers game in that engine? That would be something else, man. That'd be weird,
because Arc System works. God, that would Capcom be so good. Working together?
Oh, I think the problem is Darkstalkers has always been kind of a niche fighting game.
Yeah, can you imagine?
It's never been really big.
Oh, man. Can you imagine, like, Street Fighter in that same type, same vein, kind of vein? I mean, I love the way Street Fighter looks now, but... Man, that
it's been a while since they did that, like the Street Fighter X games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a new Fist of the North Star game based on that engine, because Arc System Works did a Fist of the North Star game with that with an earlier engine, the 2D engine that they used to use for the Guilty Gear games, I think.
Well, that engine,
which was never localized though, which sucks.
Yeah, well, that fighting engine is pretty spectacular. NetherRealm knows what they're doing with fighting games too. But I don't know what that engine is.
I don't think
is.
They know how to make character models though, because they're fucking ugly.
I don't know, man. But that shit looks really cool to me. That engine is really slick. I like the way that engine works. It's 2D, but 3D, like, I don't know what they do, man. It just looks fantastic. But it's magic is what it is.
What doesn't look impressive is Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. That looks ugly, shoot.
No, it does not look good. Freak 5 is Exiled for the third time, if anybody's keeping track. So that's probably three drinks. All right, any other specials, deals?
No, more discounts.
There is on Xbox Live, they're having their big summer sale, so the games like Fallout and Season Pass for that.
And we already mentioned the Steam summer sale.
Well, the PS4 you did, not the Xbox. So the Xbox having its big summer sale.
I think there's stuff going on PlayStation as well, but I haven't looked for this week at all.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Any Twitter questions, comments, Breakman?
Coming to us from Twitter. I just finished episode 444, says @Freak5Chaos. The request for money at the end has me afraid that Frank Branch is going to proposition me tomorrow. And he was going to go meet Frank.
How dare you.
So we'll get to that in a moment here. Yeah, don't worry, Freak. We will still get a live exile from Frank. Freak responds with, I am going to say preemptively no at Frank Branch's. I don't want a $5 handy, not even with a Western grip.
That is awful, and that warrants a definite exile. You son of a bitch, Freak Five. I knew it. You're up to no good when you're in Colorado. I think – you know what I think happened? I'll tell you what I think happened later on. Go ahead, Breakman. Anything else?
Okay. Another one from Freak Podcast. Like I said, he's not done. 30 minutes from meeting at Frank Branch's. I have an empty bottle and a full bladder, so half of it would you rather.
Yeah. Son of a bitch peed all over my floor, so yeah, he had a full bladder. All right. What else you got?
He also says it was nice of Frank to let Moria out of the dungeon for his visit.
Yeah.
Frank responded, "You didn't see the chain on his leg the whole time?" Of course not.
Yeah.
Frank responded with, Frank Branches told me today is Frank Branches' birthday. He was born before time was measured. So how does Frank Branches know? That's a good question.
Yeah.
At Freak5cast says, so Frank Branches was shorter than I thought, but people seem to shrink as they get older. Young Frank must have been a giant. Mm. Like whale size, not Andre the Giant.
How dare you?
Maybe that's where the name sperm whale comes from. They evolved from Frank's sperm.
You know,
What that makes me think of, like, the Wizard of Oz. Like, Freak is like Dorothy and them, and he pulls up to the meet the wizard, and this little midget pops up in the window, like, "Hi, who are you here for?"
You know, how dare you? For one, Big Man. Number two, Freak Five. You know what, Dorothy Freak Five, maybe if he shaved his mustache, or what I like to call that little bit of dirt that he's got on his face there, that might work if Freak Five shaves. So none of that 5 o'clock shadow going, 7 o'clock, 12 o'clock stuff. You know, just tighten it up a little bit and, you know, shave it off. And maybe Freak would be – who would Mug be in Wizard of Oz? Would he be – he might be – who would Freak – Freak would be Dorothy. So we got Dorothy. And I'm not Toto, so I don't want to hear anybody say anything about Toto. Breakman would probably be the Cowardly Lion, right? No?
Yeah, no, I was thinking maybe the same thing, actually.
Yeah, maybe the Cowardly Lion. Eric would be – who would Eric be? Eric would be – man, wouldn't it be, like, mind-bending if Eric was the wizard in Wizard of Oz? He was, like, actual Oz. We'll have to think about this. That's for another day. All right, let's. Anything else, Breakman?
Oh yeah, we're not done.
Oh,
more from Matt Freak5cast. I purchased a PS4 today if you want to friend me. Chaos Freak 23.
Yeah, there you go.
CHAOSFREAK 23. The numbers. Send a message with your name. Strangers will be ignored.
Yeah.
Unless they're women laying in ponds distributing swords. No handies? Just swords? RP Grinders, LOL, fuck the Grinders domain. I hope it was bought. I hope it is bought by a fetish site. Dick.
Who said that?
Freak.
Son of a bitch, Freak 5 Chaos. How dare you? You're exiled, son of a bitch.
That's it.
See, I always knew that. I'm starting to think more and more that Freak 5 Chaos is related to Peter Thiel, the like that hedge fund super guy. I'll talk more about him in a little bit, but he's like big on, like, he was one of the earlier investors of Facebook and. Just a bunch of all kinds of shit. But all right, let's. Anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
What have you been playing, Break, man?
I finished Gianna Sisters. There are harder levels I could play it on, but I really just don't want to play it on harder levels. It was hard enough as it was. Like, the bosses could be infuriating.
Gaming is hard. It's hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is an old school platforming game, and if it didn't have as many checkpoints as it did, it'd be one of those games where I wouldn't beat the first level. I'd probably beat like the first couple of levels, and then I'd get to the first or third level and be stuck and be so fucking frustrated.
So
with
you,
it. Like, I hate this goddamn game.
So you get like 30 seconds of gameplay every time you play Dark Souls, and that's it, right? I mean, that's what I'm gathering, Breakman. Because I get like 15 seconds before I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm moving on to something else. So you're more of like a 30-second...
No, like I've played a lot. I love those old school platforming games. And dying a lot is part of like being a Mega Man fan. You got to get used to dying. You got to figure out the patterns of the enemies that are... The stages, such like that, stuff like that.
Unless you're like
know
those,
exactly what you're gonna do.
Unless you're like those super freaks on YouTube that can like beat that game with no.
That's
lives
because
lost.
They've played it a lot. You know, they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're probably good at games to begin with, and then they go into this game and they play it over and over again until they get to the point where they can.
I still,
you know, show you the video of like how awesome they are.
Yeah, I still hate their guts for being better at those games than me, man. You know, I'm just saying. You know, they're just. They think they're better than everybody else, and that's just not cool. I don't dig it. I'd rather me be making those videos. Yeah, right. I could never make those videos. Those guys are amazing. They do really, really cool. Who was it? I think Moria was telling me that there's a guy on YouTube that does a run of Dark Souls using a guitar as a controller. And I'm like, really? He does a speed run of Dark Souls using a... Fuck, what am I doing? You know, it's like...
I hate those people. I really do. That's pretty awesome that you do that. But you're just doing it to show off, man.
Fucking show offs. That's all they are. And what else have you been playing? Anything else?
That's one of those things like that doesn't need... You don't need to play it with a guitar. You're just being a... You're just showing off.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Like, look how awesome I am. Well, why don't you go out and do something awesome for...
Yeah,
or something.
Exactly. Like, do something other than
go get a job instead of sitting at home all day trying to beat a game with a guitar.
Yeah,
a guitar.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just quit playing that fucking game with a guitar controller. That's
yeah, no shit. Like, McDonald's needs some burgers flipped, motherfucker. Yeah, get the word.
Go flip some burgers.
I want my fucking smoothie.
Yeah,
goddamn.
That's a lot more. Acceptable to me than, fucking around with a guitar controller playing Dark Souls. Jesus. What are you doing with your life?
What about playing Dark Souls with a harmonica controller?
Oh my god. Do you really want to be exiled, you son of a bitch? Alright, anything else you've been playing, Break?
So I beat that and decided to kind of go back to some of the other games I've been playing. So I've been playing Halo Wars 2 a lot because they add true to their word, every month they've added new characters or different updates and stuff like that. So
that's
cool. I didn't play it all through May or June. No, all through June, so now I'm playing it and catching up and some of the old new characters they added.
Yeah. You know, every time you speak, Breakman, like in the background, it sounds like somebody's like writing something on a chalk background. It's weird. I don't know what it is, man. I think you're like in school or something. And like you're being a bad like kid, and you're just like so the teacher's trying to teach.
I'm being a naughty student.
Oh boy, I don't even want to know what type of naughty you.
I'm sorry, teacher. I promise I won't do it again.
It's like
I'm sorry. Let me bend over and pick that up for you.
Oh my goodness, you're into those spanking videos, aren't you, Break Man? I could just see it. All right, what else have you been playing? Anything else, Break? Nope, nothing.
I mean, no.
That's it. All right. Eric, what have you been playing, man?
I've been playing more Period Cube, and I finished Akiba's Beat. So I'll be able to sell that because it does not deserve to be in my collection. It's not a bad game, but it definitely doesn't deserve to be held on to because I probably won't ever play it again.
Yeah. MXT sabotaged Freak 5's computer. Apparently he's not getting any sound. I wonder if anybody else is getting sound. I think it's just Freak, but I don't know.
So you expect a review of that game. Basically, I got review code for the PS Vita version, realized that the load times were just horrendous because the game has a lot of load screens, and that adds up over time. And not to mention its initial load time takes forever. Also, I couldn't just keep my Vita in sleep mode because the game clock continues to tick, and I wanted to accurately gauge how long I was playing, so whenever I took a break, I just turn it off on the PS4 version, which is why I bought the PS4 version.
Yeah.
So I'll just play it here instead, and then give people a review of the game in general, and then talk about the difference between the two.
Yeah, that really hurts a reviewer more than anybody, the load times of things. I can't wait till load times just aren't a thing anymore. I think that's the next...
The thing is, once the game gets running, it works fine, but the load times on the Vita version are slightly longer, and like I said, they're like... The game's split into quadrants, because you're basically going through the streets of Akiba, and each one's like a screen, and they have to load that.
Yeah.
So it takes a long time. Since you're running around everywhere, which is another weak point of the game, you lots of backtracking.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with backtracking if they do it Metroid style, but if it's not then, you know, I would prefer
not. It's just there's lots of backtracking for story-related content that they could easily solve it, just having it be one big sequence. Yeah.
All right, what else have you been playing, Eric? Anything else?
That's really it.
Yeah.
I've been watching Squid Girl on Crunchyroll, but that's not a game, so yeah. I'm going to watch it.
You here with us, Breakman, or is your computer doing its thing?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Because you did, I don't know if like chat crashed on you or something, but
chat.
Ah, gotcha.
Wait, right. Dungeon Buster's picking up Breath of the Wild for the first time in like several months, and he's only got two Divine Beasts done.
Wait, what? Did I miss that? Wow, yeah. God,
how many Divine Beasts are there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Four?
Okay. I wish I had a Switch to play that game. That would be...
Well, you can play on the Wii U, you know.
If I had a Wii U, then that would work.
Oh, yeah, too. You don't have that right now either.
I don't have shit, dude. I don't have anything, so... All right. Let's see. I've been playing a little bit of Salt and Sanctuary. I still can't beat the fucking Tree of Min boss. It's... Man, I've seen videos on it. I know how to beat it. I've been very close on several occasions to beating that fucking boss, but I'm just having a dandy of a time. I also placed in Marvel Puzzle Quest at one of the events, The Hunt. I placed out of, I think it was like 7,000 people, I placed 20th. So I thought that was pretty cool. Wyland says it keeps crashing. Sorry, guys. You know.
No, he's talking about Injustice 2.
Oh shit! So maybe DSP was right, Wyland. No, I'm just dismissing. That sucks, man. Hopefully they can get that fixed, because that's a great game. Injustice is a great game. Good fighting engine.
Every patch they fuck something up. God, that sucks.
Yeah, like, that really does suck.
I hate hearing that, because
Bethesda approach to game patching.
Yeah, that really sucks.
Something, but like two other things broke.
Yeah, it really sucks.
They've been really good about fixing things in the past, though.
Yeah. No, I know. They'll fix it. I give them a little bit of leeway. They'll get it fixed.
Hopefully, because they're not Bethesda, man.
No, like, they're definitely not Bethesda.
Like, goddamn. There's so many glitches and problems with Fallout. Like, fuck you. It's like, I love your game, but fuck.
Yeah,
that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I really wish Bethesda would treat their games a little bit better with some support. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, they got to spend their money on their E3 conference and stuff, you know.
Yeah, they have to have
They can't worry about fixing games when they got to promote their games.
I mean, why would you worry about fixing games? I mean, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I mean, it's not like anybody plays games anymore, you know?
Seriously. Yeah, we just want to watch their E3 show.
Yeah, just watch E3. There you go.
I feel like I'm being an ass like that. No, that's not.
I'm the only one that plays RPGs on this podcast anymore.
Well, I play
Fallout 3 all the time.
I play them. I just haven't had a chance lately.
And I'm playing Final Fantasy Record Keeper every day.
Yeah. No,
that's not an RPG.
That's an RPG. It is. That's definitely an RPG. For sure that's an RPG.
It's a casual thing.
No, it's an RPG, and especially as much as Breakman has played it.
It's probably more of one than ATB was, at least.
That was bad.
I mean, in this one, you actually have to do menus and stuff.
Level up your characters and prepare for fights. Like you have to...
There's no storyline, though, is there?
There's a light storyline. The record keeper's trying to figure out why.
I only played like the introduction level of like Final Fantasy VII, and that's it.
Okay. So, well, then you already saw what the light story was. That basically the worlds are disappearing, so he's got to go into each one of these paintings and recruit characters from those worlds to save the universe. But I don't even think they've put an end guy in it yet at this point. I don't think there's a way to actually save it. I don't think they've gotten that far.
Yeah.
But they are constantly updating the game and adding new characters and stuff. But the game is all about the fights.
Have you played Rape Exvius?
No. But so it's about getting yourself ready for the fights. Like you got to spec your character the correct way.
Yeah. They should put something DLC like with Little Mac in there. You know, like you train like jog and stuff.
But, I mean, basically it's they took out like the pretense and all the shit about going to different towns and stuff like that, and here a lot of people just want to fight, so here you go. Take it right into the fights.
Yeah, let's just go right.
Level your characters up. But for the most part, it's about trying to beat the bosses. They take a lot of strategy sometimes.
Wyland's,
up and overpower them.
Yeah, Wyland's in chat. He says, what's up, Wyland? He says, I should just be playing KI. Eagle dropped this week. Got him for free. Was that Spread Eagle, Wyland? I don't know. What's Eagle? Is it a character or what are we dealing with?
Yes,
here?
It's a character.
Is that free on Xbox Live?
It's a new character, I think.
I need to check.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says free is awesome. Sounds like a good opportunity to jump over for now. Yeah. So, yeah, Injustice is a great game. I just wish they didn't have as many problems as what they got. So, all right, let's move on to our Stinkos.
Well, he was talking about Killer Instinct. AI. That's why I'm saying I need to go check and see.
Make sure you get that freebie if you got it. Yeah. Wyland says Season 3 Ultra and Definitive Edition only has got him for free. Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
So, no. Not me.
So, you suck. You're going to have to pay like 10 bucks later to get one character. You get like one sentence of one character for 10 bucks. They like charge per the word now, anything they say.
I'll just wait till the holidays when they sell each character individually for a dollar, and then after the holidays are over, they put them all on sale for a lot cheaper than that dollar.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I spent all that money.
Yeah.
I spent a dollar. God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Breakman, what is your stinko this week, if you have one?
My stinko.
Yes.
There is a in my yard. There's this beautiful pear tree, and I say beautiful because it blooms every spring. Spring and
is there a partridge? Partridge in it?
No. Pear tree. So beautiful white flowers in the spring, and then starts the pears start growing. You know,
mm-hmm.
And they should ripen by about early August, if those little fucking tree rats,
squirrels,
come into the yard and go into the tree, take a pear, take a couple bites out of it, leave it, and go back to doing whatever the fuck squirrels do.
Oh God, I hate squirrels. Yeah, don't
squirrel, eat the fucking entire pear if you're gonna eat it at all.
Yeah.
Frank hates trains and cops. Yeah. I hate squirrels and ants.
I can't stand squirrels either. They're
I just want to pay somebody to sit out there with a shotgun and shoot the little fuckers.
Yeah,
what about
dude?
Squirrel ant chimera?
Yeah. Oh God, dude. honestly, like Breakman, like why do people like squirrels so much? Like my parents, they love squirrels. They feed the motherfuckers, and I'm like, these things are like one step away from like fucking sewer rats. They're disgusting. Squirrels are not your friends. They're
scaring little fucking bastards. Oh my god,
they're sons of bitches too, man. They're mean little fuckers. Have you ever like gotten close to one, Breakman? They'll bite the shit out of you, man.
They will attack you if they get a chance. But my neighbor had he was telling me he had this. Tomato that was getting bigger and it was red and it was ripe and he was about to pick it and he came out this morning and it was on the ground because a fucking squirrel took a couple bites out of it and then left.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if they at least like took all of it, you know. I'd be like, okay, I can get that. You're eating for a week or whatever off of the one pair. Now all these animals take a couple fucking bites out of them. Squirrels. They're little menace to society.
Oh, they really are, dude. They're like this nagging thing in the back of your mind. You always know that they're like out there looking at you with their fucking little front buck teeth and oh god, I hate fucking squirrels, man. I can't stand them. I think they're as bad as those prairie dogs. Have you ever seen prairie dogs?
No, I've never actually been to a desert.
Oh, Jesus,
well, I went to Vegas, but I was like in the city. I wasn't.
Oh my god!
I didn't go out
to
the desert.
These things they don't give a fuck, man. They'll put their holes in any lot, like any vacant lot that you see, like on the outskirts, like in the suburbs here in Denver. You'll see like these big colonies of fucking prairie dogs, man. They're disgusting. Nasty little creatures, man, and those motherfuckers are bold, man. They'll just go right in front of the car. That you see more prairie dogs killed than anything here. More than squirrels. More than anything, man. They ugh, disgusting creatures, man. I can't stand them.
So I bet there are people that feed them too.
Like, oh, God.
They're so cute.
Oh, anybody who feeds them should immediately be put, like, in prison. And that
Also, if you live in Australia, don't fuck with kangaroos. They'll fuck with you.
Yeah, kangaroos will beat the shit out of you, for sure. Dungeon Buster says he misses the giant super possum he had in his yard. Wow. Yeah. Possums are a little different. Like, I've seen people handle possums. They're big, like, weird kind of creatures. They don't really cause much of an issue.
They're fucking ugly as hell.
They really are ugly, no question.
I feel bad for them. Like, every single possum, they're just ugly. It's not their fault.
Yeah. Kind of like Mug. They're just ugly. Not his fault, you know.
Wait, is he here now?
No, he's not here. I wish he was here, man. That would have been a good one. But possums are all right. Have you ever seen that video of that woman, like, telling you how to, like, paint your possum's nails and give them a pedicure, manicure, and all that shit? I saw it in, like, it's like a compilation, like, funniest, like, YouTube videos or something, but this woman, like, she, I don't know what the hell her deal is, but she goes on YouTube with possums and shows you how to clip their nails and paint them and whatever else you want to do with your possum, I guess. I don't know what the fuck she does on there. I've never seen the whole show, but what. Dennis Buster says it was our pest vacuum. Yeah, they do eat up ants and wasps.
But, maybe I should get a possum if they eat ants.
Or an anteater.
An anteater would be better. Although anteaters are mean as fuck, man. Like, you don't fuck with an anteater.
You know, I'm not a violent person, and I don't take pleasure in hurting anything, but I love fucking killing ants. They just deserve it. They're like stormtroopers. They fucking deserve it.
Dude, those ants are creepy as fuck, man. They're like
the fire ants will give you serious bite.
Oh my god, they're an invasive species.
Ants are like Nazis. They deserve it. Like, you see a Nazi, you shoot them because they deserve it.
Yeah. Freak5 says he's going to his kid's computer.
Yeah, see if that works. Yeah.
Hopefully it does, Freak5. Hopefully you'll be able to enjoy my dulcet tones. All right. Anything else? Your stinko this week?
No. Tree rats.
Yeah, fucking tree rats.
They're picking the pear tree clean. Like, we were waiting for it to ripen and stuff, and it's just.
I tell you what, I got
most
a couple
of them are.
I got
it
a
looks bad.
I got a couple of my own plants that I'm growing, and those motherfuckers better not get anywhere.
I wonder if there's like some kind of food that will give off an odor that just drives away the squirrels.
Oh god, I
just set it near the tree somewhere.
Oh, I wish I could, man. Those motherfuckers better not touch my plants.
Put like little fences around them?
No, there's a fence there.
That's what you should do. Is just go to the hardware store and you can get a little like chicken wire. Don't get chicken wire. Get like cage building fence, and then you can cut that up into little sections and wrap it around there.
Yeah.
And if you get ones that have small enough holes in them, you can even keep things like the fucking tree rats out of it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Hopefully they'll leave mine. I don't think they fuck with cannabis plants at all, but yeah, we'll see. I keep an eye on them. I'm out there every day picking off little fucking aphids. That's another creature.
I thought you were talking about tomato plants for some reason. I should have figured it was weed and you're talking about. I don't know why. I assumed like tomatoes or something. I don't.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Squirrels
getting high.
Getting high off of the bud. Like they eat it and they get high. That's actually not how it works.
He comes outside and there's a branch and there's like five of them just kind of chilling. Like,
chilling by the branch. Yeah.
That's just like, what's up? Kind of swaying back and forth.
That shit would be funny, man. All right, Eric, you're stinko of the week, man.
My stinko is Notch being shittier than usual.
Yeah.
He's always been shitty because he's quite the anti-progressive moron. But basically, a couple days ago, he made a post. Well, apparently, it was Pride Day, and of course, every year, the what about heterosexual Pride Day? Idiots come out, and he's one of them. So he says, if you're against the concept of a heterosexual pride day hashtag, you're a complete fucking cunt and deserve to be shot. He likes saying cunt a lot.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Of course, let's objectify women by using a negative.
Yeah,
thing association. And he tweets more. He says, biophotographer with a gun. And there was an update where he did an insincere apology. And he understood why there was a Pride Day and not a heterosexual Pride Day. But, of course, he says, here, thanks for letting me know. Wait, let me read the other tweet. So, yeah, it's about the pride of Jerry Joe Express, not about the pride of being you are. I guess they showed him that tweet about what it's all about. But he says, I get it now. He says, thanks for letting me know when I'm a cunt, but don't get your hopes up that I'll learn from my mistake. Notchy, don't learn. So he's willfully ignorant. He's a piece of shit.
He sucks.
I kind of like the idea of a heterosexual day, like another day of naked people. Like, I like this idea.
Well,
heterosexual Pride Day doesn't need to exist, though, because it's like who complained on his sibling's birthday that they wanted a present to.
Want a present too. We're all for more naked people. I'm just saying.
Heterosexuality is the norm and the dominant.
Right.
They
don't need it. They don't need a Pride Day.
No, I'm with Breakman.
I just want to see more naked women. Why do you want to ruin this for me?
I know. See, I'm like.
And then we can just have a free love day instead.
Free love. That would just,
I'm good with.
Dude, free love day is sounding like a great day indeed. That would – you know, we should have Woodstock in Colorado. Can you imagine that? Fucking Woodstock here, man. That would be like the greatest thing in the history of everything. I'm down with that, Break, man. You got a good idea, man. Yeah. Yeah. If it involves that, then yes, I'm in. But no. We get the point, Eric. It's another, you know.
See, Notch, the creator of Minecraft, who's no longer a part of Mojang, but still gets royalty checks because of that.
Oh, I'm sure.
This is the guy who made a kid's game.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. This is what we've been reduced to. Dungeon Buster says you could try peppermint oil. For some reason, pests hate that smell. Neem oil is another good one. I'm going to buy some neem oil so I can keep the little fucking aphids off my plants.
I'm thinking of quitting my job and buying a pellet gun.
Yeah. There you go. Charge your service.
You know what's weird? There's a Batman versus Elmer Fudd comic.
Yeah, and actually is really good too, from what I hear. Yeah. All right. My stinko. I got a couple of them here. First one, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Trump hit on an Irish reporter. And then that reporter got shamed into retracting her correct reaction. He was like on the phone in his office. The Irish press was there. This woman happened to be fairly attractive. And of course, Trump, being who he is, had to call her in front of all the other reporters. Like she was on display for his pleasure, and talking to the other person in Ireland. I'm assuming the Prime Minister of Ireland. You can see the whole video for yourself. I just got the whole creepy uncle kind of vibe from
I refuse to download any video that has Trump in it.
Oh
just,
God, dude!
Just saying.
How does he get away with things like this? I don't understand. Like it's weird. Like it's 2017 and
he's rich and he's powerful. They all get away with it. Cosby got away with it. He's got away with it.
Yeah.
It's just rich and powerful men are always going to get away with it unless they do something to piss off other rich and powerful men.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I saw this
Bernie Madoff did. Yeah. That's the real reason he went to prison, because he pissed off other rich people.
Yeah. I saw this thing, this documentary on Netflix that everybody should watch. It's called Nobody Speak or something like that. Nobody Speak. Trials of the Free Press. It's basically has to do with I'll talk about it in a second. But
yeah, that's almost as terrible as what's going on in Mexico. I think they're up to the seventh reporter killed just this year. The Mexican cartels are just wiping out all press.
Well, that's happening here in a different way, Breakman, and I'll talk about that in a second. Also, my phone is jacked up, so that's always fun. And I'm going to put this in the stink. Freak 5, all right? Freak Five came. He tore up my house. He stole. He beat me up at gunpoint and stole like
20, all your lunch money.
Oh yeah, he stole like 20,000 from me.
I just want to know: did you give him the handy or not?
No, absolutely not, man. You should have seen that guy.
The handy.
That guy tried to bring his junk out on everybody that was there. No. Freak Five was a perfect gentleman, and he's not a stinker.
This story isn't as interesting. Let's move on.
It's not Fox News enough.
Yeah. Mrs. Brakeman was delight. He's got a really, really nice family, and we had a very, very pleasant visit. I just wish they could have stayed a little bit longer. They didn't have much time, but that it was cool to see Freak Five out in the wild in the dusty old cow town of Denver, Colorado. So that was really cool. It's
just always cow town.
Yeah, the dusty old cow town, man. That's Denver for you. Freak Five is exiled again. He says I'm blaming him for something. I wasn't blaming him.
Did you go to a ranch?
He also says Frank is the one jerking off while Mrs. Freak took a picture.
Oh God! We don't even want to talk about that. The Freak Five chasing me around with his junk all the time, and Mrs. Brakeman trying to get a decent picture of Freak. And that, I mean,
why do you keep freaking poor Mrs. Brakeman into this story?
Oh, I mean Mrs. Freak. Well, Mrs. Brakeman is always welcome in my house, man. You know that's. I mean, come on, that goes without saying, right, Brake? I mean, no, Mrs. Freak was an absolute delight. She's a cool peeps indeed. So, nice visit.
So, what are you doing with those naked pictures? Were those just for your personal collection, or are they on the internet now?
Yeah, you know, I kind of noticed Freak 5 was, like, tugging at my shirt, like, down a little bit. Like, I didn't know what the hell was going on there. That was kind of weird, but, yeah, no, it was a fine visit. It was very pleasant. I was happy to have Freak 5 for a few minutes, and that was cool. All right.
So, Freak, I just want to know, did he sing the Lollipop Kid song for you or what?
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you even insinuate that I'm short? I'm taller than Freak Five, man. You know, I'm just saying. All right. Sweeto of the week. Brakeman, do you have a Sweeto?
Shit, I do have a Sweeto. What was my Sweeto? Fuck, I forget all of a sudden. Move on, and I'll
all right. Let's go with Eric. Your Sweeto.
Don't really have any this week, other than the 4-day weekend I'm gonna have.
How dare you, Freak Five? No, get out of here, son of a bitch. You're exiled. Nothing this week for you, Eric. Okay,
I do have a second Seiko, and like, that's the continued disappearance of Bug every week.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Well, we might have to adjust the time a little bit or go on a different day, but that's
something. Should we maybe go later then?
I don't know, man, because there's only so much heat that I can take in this room, so I'll have to think about it. And I mean, I got
Let's
surgery
go later. I think it'd be not as hot because it's getting
no. That's not how it works here.
Freak's asking if Mugs Frank's gay lover, but the thing is, Mugs actually bisexual, so that would be incorrect.
Freak says if Mug was here, he would tell you what really happened. Freak says, I have to wonder, do your parents think Mug is your gay lover?
How dare you?
And also, he says, I have pictures to prove that Frank, you are shorter than Freak.
Oh, God, yeah, doctored up photo. I've seen your Photoshop work, sir. It's something else. It's something to behold. I can tell you that expert Photoshopper Freak Five is not. So
it was like Mario and Luigi, like standing next to each other.
How dare you? How dare you, Brakeman? I'm walking off this damn show. No, it was fine. All right. Any Sweetos? Did you think of yours, Brake, or no?
Mine goes to the next week is the 4th of July, which is my favorite holiday. Blow shit up. I love it.
Yeah. I like it.
It wasn't the one I was thinking of, but this is a Sweeto. So.
Yeah. I like it, but the day after July 4th, I have surgery. So, you know, there's always that to look forward to.
The day after is the day I have to clean up the mess that I made.
Yeah, exactly. Sweeto. My Sweeto this week is that Netflix movie I told you about. It's called, I mean, I always forget the name of it. Nobody Speak, Trials of the Free Press. It's a cool little documentary. It's only about an hour and 25 minutes or so. Mm. It doesn't even seem that long. It seems shorter. But basically it takes the Gawker v. Hulk Hogan case and kind of dissects it a little bit. I'm not a fan of Gawker per se, but I am a fan of free speech, and it's interesting.
Have you seen The Founder?
I have not seen The Founder. That's the one with Michael Keaton, right?
McDonald's. It's about McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard that was good too, but that's more of a movie. This is more of a documentary style deal, and it was interesting. It's that case actually is a bigger case than what it seems. It takes a new meaning when you find out. You know who would know a lot about this is MXT. Actually, MXT follows a lot of shit when it comes to wrestling. So. But MXT has left us. So, but it's a good movie. You guys should take a peek at it.
He went back to Walmart.
yeah, he went back to Walmart. Let's see. Freak 5 says, you don't want a picture of me. No, nobody wants a picture of you, Freak 5. We don't want that.
It's probably a disgusting picture of you. Yeah.
How dare you? Let's see. Netflix. What else we got here? Break, it looks like you have – oh, no. This is from last week, I think.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten there and deleted.
All right. Eric, you have a ton of reviews. Did you
actually, those are last week.
I forgot. Oh, those are last week. Cool. So we get to talk about fun stuff. Yeah. So
there's no reviews at all? Cool. No.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. No reviews.
Freak says any picture with Frank in it is a dick pic.
How dare you, Freak 5. You're exiled, son of a bitch. All right, Free for All this week. We were talking before the show. Captain Planet. We mentioned some cartoons. So we haven't done this in a while.
I thought you were the only one who mentioned Captain Planet.
Me? No, I was not the originator of
Captain Mullet.
How dare you? How dare you?
I liked Captain Planet, but a lot of people did not. And I only liked, I guess, the first season of it, because after that, it really started getting bad.
Yeah. Freak 5 says he's been playing Friday the 13th. It's awesome. It looks awesome. I've seen it. For a co-op game, it definitely looks fun. They did a good job with that so far. I'm hoping they do a little more. Maybe a single player, you know, real solid single player game. That would be fun. But what were you saying, Break?
I think I read something where they're planning to add DLC for a single player mode to the game.
Yeah, we did. I think we reported that on the show. Yeah. But cool. The way it sounded, sounded like more of like you know, like a bot, like you're working with bot type games.
That's usually how those kind of games are.
Yeah. I'd rather them just do like an actioner. You know, just do action style Friday the 13th game. I think that would be kind of fun. You know, each phase of Jason is a new boss or something. I don't know, but I think it'd be fun. But all right, let's see.
Sorry, I was laughing at something that was said in the chat.
Yeah. All right.
Not to interrupt you, but so we're talking about cartoons. Is that what we're going with now?
Cartoons.
He's sending me the picture. Okay, let's see the stick pic of Frank.
How dare you? How dare you?
Well, he's sending it to me. I don't want to be rude. I want to see Frank's dick.
Oh, God. He interested, interested in the awesomeness that is me, I guess. Break is super interested. So anyways, we're talking about like old cartoons that we used to watch, maybe old series. Like obviously, there's some tried and true ones, right? Like everybody remembers like shows like Dukes of Hazzard and, you know, even Starsky and Hutch. And what type of person were you, Brake? Like I know, like I used to watch like Chips and, you know, Dukes of Hazzard and, you know,
I loved the Dukes of Hazzard when I was a kid.
Yeah. Did you watch did you ever used to watch like Wonder Woman or anything like that?
No, I wasn't into Wonder Woman, but I loved $6 Million Man?
Yeah,
$6 Million Man.
Yeah, $1 Million Man.
And the Fall Guy, like, Fall Guy, man.
Oh, God damn it, Fall Guy, man. Those shows were so fucking good, man. So bad they were so good, you know?
Like, Lee Majors was my hero, man. Him and David Hasselhoff, man, those are my heroes of the 80s.
I haven't retained a lot of memories of MacGyver or Knight Rider, but I do remember watching and enjoying them.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's definitely a lot, man. Like, and there's some shit you wonder why you watch. Like, do you ever, like, for me, like, Dukes of Hazzard was kind of that. Why the hell did I ever watch this show? You know what I mean?
I had a Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody did, man. Did you have, like, a Hot Wheels?
I'm not that old, fortunately.
I definitely have.
I think I did, actually. Yeah.
Who didn't have generally Hot Wheels at the time, you know? I mean, everybody had one.
Only thing that ever bothered me is why didn't the car have fucking doors? That was the only thing that always bothered me.
No, that shit was cool, man. You got in through it. If you got in that fucking car, man, you had to slide
in through the window. Which looked cool, but yeah. I never understood why didn't have doors.
Yeah,
watched Dukes of Hazzard.
Yep.
Daisy. So I was a little kid.
Dungeon Buster. Yeah, that's exactly right. Everybody watched Dukes of Hazzard for Daisy. That's exactly right. Daisy Dukes. You know, you gotta love Daisy Dukes.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I was a little kid at that point. Like, I wasn't watching Dukes of Hazzard for Hot Chicken.
Oh, man. Daisy Dukes.
I was too young. Like, I just wasn't interested in that.
Yeah. Daisy Duke, man. That was the. Who played Daisy Duke, man? I wonder if. Man, she was something.
Oh, I forget her name. Shit.
Yeah. Freak Five, how dare you? He says Stinko of the Week. I was expecting a gift shop at Frank's house. How dare you?
There was a gift shop. You just have to, you know, take what you can while he's not walking.
Exiled. Son of a bitch.
Go upstairs and look through his jewelry box and stuff like that.
How dare you. You know, I was going to play the Hulk Hogan theme earlier when I was talking about Hulk Hogan. And I didn't do it. I was like, you know, I was talking about it and I didn't even get a chance to play it. Come on, you guys didn't get excited? This is something that happened back in the day. People got excited. But do you remember this break then?
Yeah, but I always preferred American Made because I was always WCW guy.
Wow, you suck. This was the definitive thing. No way. This one right here. You don't remember, like, Saturday Night Main Event?
I do remember, like, but his best meme was still Voodoo Child.
Oh, God, no, dude. This was the best
theme. Yeah, oh, come on.
This is the greatest theme of all time, man, right here.
So, anyway, Free Five Cast says, I wanted to buy a copy of DQ8 that said, I met the oldest man in the multiverse, and all I got was this piece of crap video game.
How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. How dare you sully the name of Dragon Quest VIII, man? We're listening to, God damn it, we're listening to the greatest theme of all time, and you have to ruin it with that. Ooh, actually.
And Dungeon Buster says, but at that age, the cool car was awesome. Like, I was watching it mostly for the car.
Yeah.
It could stunt everywhere, ramp off a hay bale, no problem. Yeah. Boss Hog with his infinitely white suit.
how could you forget Rasco Pico Train, man? I mean, just that name.
I loved all the cool stunts they did, and that's probably one of the reasons I loved Knight Rider so much, is all the cool stunts they did. But
yeah,
it was also an awesome talking car. Like, he was smart aleck. And
there were so many good movies around that time too, man. Like Smokey and the Bandit, and, you know, shit like that.
I never watched that.
You never watched Smokey and the Bandit? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was a good movie. It's probably got some parts in it. Like, I saw him not too long ago, and there's a part where there's like an Asian truck driver, and, you know, of course, he does the stereotypical yelling of bonsai. And
dare you, Eric.
They play some cheap Oriental music, and it's like, oh, God, why is this scene in here?
Why you gotta be racist on all that, man?
I mean, that's what happens.
The movie's racist.
Let's see.
The movie still, like, it still has its great moments.
How dare
it's so
that.
Entertaining.
Yeah,
that was probably Jackie Gleason's best role, I think.
Oh yeah, by far, man. Did you ever watch Cannonball Run?
Cannonball Run 2 is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, Cannonball Run, man. That's great.
One of my absolute favorite fucking movies. Cannonball Run 2. I like the first one, but the second one, like Jackie Chan in it now, and they're dressed as military generals, and the other guys are dressed as priests, and then you have the you have the women with their Lamborghini and his fucking monster trucks.
Oh, dude, you had to have a monster truck. Yeah. I mean, if you were worth your salt in anything of a show, you had to have at least one monster trunk appearance, right? Yeah. I mean, am I right?
They had Tony Danza in the back getting driven by, technically he was driving, but it looked like the orangutan was driving. And just, oh my God, I love that fucking movie.
It's one of the greatest stories ever told. It is. Cannonball Run 2 should have won Academy Awards. It was one of the greatest movies ever made. Absolutely right.
And even Ray Stevens. That's my – I love Ray Stevens, even though he's country music. But he's a funny musician, so I make that exception for him.
Yeah. No, why not, man? Just a good old boys, you know? I mean, do you remember that theme song? Dukes of Hazzard theme song? That's got to be one of the greatest theme songs of all time, right? I mean, Dukes of Hazzard, right?
There were a lot of good ones around that era. I think that was around the era of Sanford and Son, right?
Oh, Sanford and Son. I'll play that just next. A good old boy. How could you not like this? Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Yeah, Little Dukes of Hazzard. And what was the next one that you said, Break? There was another.
What did I just say? Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son. Oh, my God. That right there is one of the greatest songs of all time. I love the
same. Yeah,
dude. That was – look, listen. Oh, dude, I could listen to this all day. It's like music to my ears. Did you watch Sanford and Son as much as I did, Break, when I was
– Okay, here's a true story about my experience with Sanford and Son.
Yeah? Go ahead.
I'm listening. Sorry, I'm listening to the theme. The first time I saw Sanford and Son was in the later seasons. I thought the big fat guy was his son. For the longest time, I thought that was his son because I saw the later seasons and before I saw the early seasons where his son, where Lamont was actually in it before he left. You know?
Yeah. Lamont was great.
The fat guy was his son. I was just like, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Freak 5 says Frank changed Red Fox diapers. How dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? That was a great one, man.
What was his wife's name? Evelyn?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth! Oh, Elizabeth! I'm coming!
Coming, Elizabeth! They're coming! Yeah. No, dude, Sanford and Son was one of the greatest shows of all time. No question, man. Sanford and Son, that's a great theme, man. Knight Rider, of course. Knight Rider? You know,
Knight Rider 2000. Yeah, there were so many like Knight Rider spin-off shows. There was one with they took Kit out of the Trans Am and they put him in like an older car. What was that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I could mention Quantum Leap too.
Quantum Leap was a great show.
Knight Rider. I was gonna say I liked the last series of Knight Rider where Val Kilmer was the voice of Kit, but kind of uncredited.
Yeah. Devin died in 2K. Dungeon Buster said. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah. What's it? It had a pretty decent theme song.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
It had a decent enough theme song that a bunch of musicians in the 90s used it.
Yeah. Let's see.
Let me see. Busta Rhymes used it. System of a Down used it.
What?
Who else used it? Timbaland and Magoo used it.
Yeah.
There's more, but I can't think of them.
Yeah. I'm looking for that theme for Quantum, and I can't find it. Oh, well. Here's one. Ooh, you guys are going to like this one. I think you guys are going to like this one. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah.
That was a good show. I hate ending. Oh, God.
show is this?
One of the worst television show endings ever. Speaking of Quantum Leap, one of the worst show endings ever.
You
want to
spoil it for all the millennials out there, Brady?
Airwolf, baby.
Yeah, Airwolf.
I never watched Airwolf.
God, I loved Airwolf.
We don't have shows like this anymore. Airwolf was badass, man. Fucking Airwolf. God. Dungeon Buster's talking about... what is Dungeon Buster talking about? Oh, he's still talking about Knight Rider. Fucking Airwolf, man. God, I miss Airwolf. They should do a remake of Airwolf. I think it's time. We need Airwolf, like, 2017 or something. It would work with today's climate. I think we could do that. That would be all right. Knight Rider probably wouldn't work now. It would just be like a version of Google Play or something, you know. Here's a good one. Oh, here's a great one. Look at this. Any guesses, Brake?
I know what that is.
Yeah. Pretty easy one.
I don't know. I've seen it. Eric knows this one.
Yeah. Do you know this one, Eric? Let's see if you can get this. Hang on.
They're both. I don't know the title anymore.
Hang on.
Let me see. They're boats involved and cops.
Yes. Yeah. If it ever starts, that is the main thing. There we go.
Miami Vice.
Yeah. Miami Vice. There you go. Oh, that was a great theme.
I don't think I ever watched that one.
Oh, that was a great show.
I know. Like, it made me want to own an alligator, pet alligator.
Yeah. I watched more cartoons when I was a kid than I did live action shows.
Yeah.
I watched all of it.
Yeah. I used to watch a lot of TV, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's enough of the Miami Vice. How about this one? If you guys get this one, I'll be really surprised if you get this. Hang on one second here. Boom. Look at this. All right, Brave. This will really, really impress
That's
me.
That's an easy one with Matt Murdock and Mr. Team Bass.
Oh, my God.
This is
you know
A-team,
it.
Man.
No, definitely not A-Team.
Oh, this is Magnum P.I. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Magnum P.I. That's right.
It started off and I thought it was fucking... my bad. I was talking when I should have been listening.
How dare you, A-Team.
You're right. It's Magnum P.I. I'm sorry. That was a great
Magnum
show.
P.I., man. You fucked up. Here we go.
That's the A-Team, yeah. My bad. But I love, like, the, from the Vermont. One of the episodes of Magnum P.I. This Ooh. One always sticks in my head, Magnum P.I. Like, this woman's kind of looking for help, and she's like, I've heard you're a good P.I., and, like, from all the other PIs on the island. He's like, really? They say I'm the best PI? She's like, no, they said they're the best.
Yeah.
But they said you were second best.
Anybody ever watch Columbo? I think I only
watched Columbo was great. Episodes. Columbo was a great show. No question. I love Columbo. All right, here we go. Let's see if you can get this one, Brake.
I'm ashamed of myself for saying A-Team.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see if you can get this one. Thank you for being a friend. Any guesses, Brake?
Hold on.
Any guesses, Brake?
I know that one, but I can't think of it.
It's your dude. This was your favorite show. You told me off the air. This is your favorite show, Golden Girls, man.
Oh, okay.
See? All right. Now, Brake, you get extra points, or Eric, you get extra points if you get this one, man. This is a good one. Hang on. I'd be really impressed if you got this.
Oh, I love this show.
This show is great, man. What's that?
You ever see the Simon and Simon movie?
No, I didn't. I've never seen the movie.
That was great.
Yeah. But that was a great
scene. Like he went to the dentist. They went to the dentist together, and the dentist was like, "How did you get your teeth so white?" Because he's bleaching them and stuff. I'm like, no, I don't bleach them. And they're fighting about this.
Oh, look, this is a special treat. You got to get this one, man. Hold on. Let's fast forward that shit. Come on, man. Why you got to put that the Universal theme right at the beginning?
I heard on Lois and Clark.
No.
For a moment there.
And fuck that shit, man. Come on, man. Really? Shit. Yeah, here we go. This is it. Dare you freak by this exile? What am I watching here? Jesus Christ. I think I was watching an actual pilot. Oh, fuck. Simon and Simon's killing me.
Yes.
Ah, oh, damn it. Where,
I was, that was oh. a great show. I loved
it. Oh, here's a good one, too, man. This is a good one.
Hang on. I can't wait till you get to, like, my absolute favorite. Or some of my favorites.
You'll never get this one, I don't think. Oh, somebody gets this. They're really, really good. No takers? Nobody?
No.
Oh my god. You don't know this?
This one doesn't sound familiar to me.
Dare you? TJ Hooker, man. How dare you?
Oh, you know, I never saw that show.
Oh, jeez. What's wrong with you?
What's the name of the show again? He can't come out.
TJ Hooker, man. TJ Hooker. With
I've heard of it. I just never saw it.
It's on here. There you go. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farab.
Never been with
that's Lee Majors singing.
Yeah, that is the Lee Majors
singing. He did the theme song on the show.
Fall Guy, yeah.
One of my absolute favorites.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I would be remiss if I didn't do this one. Hold on. There we go. Listen to a little bit of Fall Guy in the meantime. You guys don't mind. Here we go. This might be it. Yeah.
Switch is on.
Okay,
Victor.
There we go.
Switch is on. Here comes the
throttle. That's what I'm talking
about. It's billion
dollars.
Yeah.
$6 billion. Yep. Here we go.
I've got a blowout.
Gotta listen to the whole intro.
Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
$1 million man.
The capability to make the world's first bionic man.
Never ever watched it.
God, that's
Steve
a great
Austin
intro.
Will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
Oh god, that is... You guys remember watching that video, watching Lee Majors do that run and thinking, like, damn, this is the greatest thing I think I've ever seen. Yeah, Freak 5 says Alf. That's a great one too, man. What about this one? If you get this one, Break, I would be really surprised if you got this one. Hang on a second.
Dude, fuck Elf.
How dare you? Oh, what is this Break?
Fuck, I was muted. This is the Hulk. It's an easy
yes,
one.
The Hulk. Yes, the Hulk.
It's sad music. Of course it's the Hulk.
Yeah, Lonely Man theme, man. That was one of my favorite shows. Yeah. I loved. Oh yeah, Wonder Woman. I mentioned Wonder Woman.
Right. I hate that they killed him in the movie in the second movie. That sucked.
Yeah.
We kill the Hulk
because we gotta end the show. That's why.
It was a movie. Like they showed already ended.
Yeah,
there's no reason to kill him.
Yeah, that really sucked. I'm trying to find one more here. Oh yeah, here we go. Hey, you need to clarify yourself for Dungeon Buster Break, man. You're making him sad. Hulk died. He's wondering.
No, the Incredible Hulk died in the second Hulk movie. The first movie, it was him and he teamed up with Thor, and it was oh my god, it was one of the reasons I hated Thor so much is because this incarnation of Thor was there was a dude with who Hulk held his hammer to summon him. It was so stupid. And then the second movie had Daredevil, and Hulk died by falling out of a plane.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is weird because Hulk would probably live through that.
Not only live through it, he'd stand up and brush himself off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, shit, yeah. Hulk is
hell, badass. He fell out of a plane in the first Avengers movie and it still didn't kill him.
Yeah. No, Hulk is like as close to invulnerable as you get because the madder he gets, the stronger he gets. I think even one of the cosmic beings even
also,
said,
the more damaged he gets, the more stronger he gets.
I was going to say, even one of the cosmic beings kind of opined about the Hulk in the comic, saying that, you know, there's no limit to his power. So, yeah.
Is he technically a god?
That, you know what? There's debate on that. No, technically, because in Bruce Banner form, he, you know, obviously gets his ass kicked or whatever. But Hulk in his, you know, true monstrous form, I don't think anybody can match.
He's a living gamma reactor.
Yeah. I mean, this whole debate.
Which is why there's no limit to his power.
Right. No. Right. Especially with the yellow sun. I think he could beat the shit out. I know Superman beat him in the crossover, but I think Hulk would beat the shit out of Superman myself, but whatever. Especially,
it depends on which incarnations of Hulk and which incarnations of Superman they use. Like there are the incarnations of Superman where if he uses his power too much, like he turns human for like 24 hours or 48 hours, something like that.
You remember
and then there's like the versus
there
Superman.
Golden Superman.
What's that?
Isn't there like a Super Saiyan version of Superman?
I don't know.
Probably. There's versions of Superman where like he'll come up with new powers just on the fly when he needs them.
Yeah,
Hulk, like the movie basically. All of a sudden he can give Lois Lane amnesia. Of course he can.
Yeah, of course.
He's Superman.
That's the way
he
works.
He can fly back in time. Of course he can.
Yeah, I mean haven't you seen the movie where he like reverses the Earth's orbit and it takes everybody back in time? That's come on, man. I mean, that's the way it goes. Superman.
It would depend on which incarnations they use of those characters. Yeah. Which, in the crossover, I'm sure they use like a weaker incarnation of the Hulk versus Superman, because they didn't want they couldn't have Superman lose.
Yeah, how could Superman
DC's
lose?
Like, we'll do this, but Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman can't lose.
Hulk would beat the shit out of Superman. Hulk would demolish Superman, in my opinion. I don't know.
Superman, like, he always seems to, like I said, pull powers out of his ass. And even when you think he's down, like, he's still coming.
How dare you, Weiland. He brings up the death of the Incredible Hulk. This is a bonus theme for you. It's not a TV series, guys, but let's see if you can get it. I think you'll be able to get this. Pretty easy. As soon as it starts. There we go. I love this. Love this music. I could do this all day, guys. Do a GDP.
Yeah, this is pretty fun.
Yeah. I could
do like a movie themed GDP and TV
God,
show.
That'd be great.
Like, request like Night Court and Predator.
Oh yeah, Night Court Predator is the the Predator, dude.
Yeah, yeah. You should flip Predator next. Predator's awesome.
What's this? Gotta know this one. Jesus. I believe it. I know this in like 2 bars. God. One of the greatest themes of all time, movie themes.
Conan?
No guesses? You guys suck.
RoboCop?
Yeah, RoboCop, you got it.
I'm listening!
Break man, how dare you lose your 80s card?
Shut up, listen.
Dare you? Yeah, how dare you? All right,
you asshole, stop.
It's been forever since I've heard the entire theme.
Right. Hang on, Eric. Let Break man hear. So here, I'll rewind it a little bit. We'll be right here. Here you go. Lost it. You don't get it from that, Breakman, and you're exiled. You son of a bitch.
I know what it is. That's why I'm saying shut up. I'm trying to listen to it.
So good. I love this theme, though. This is a good one.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites.
Great, great little deal here. Let me fast forward a little bit because it takes a little while. Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. Do you remember this?
This is Predator.
Yeah, Predator.
Maybe he says first RoboCop is the best RoboCop. I don't think there's any question whatsoever.
Yeah, no question about that.
Yeah, RoboCop 2 is garbage, and RoboCop 3 is what the hell.
Well, RoboCop 2 wasn't garbage. It's okay. It just...
I bet you
it was super corny. Like it wasn't super corny in the way that the first one was.
Yeah. I bet you Dungeon Buster or Freak Vibe gets this one in chat. I can bet. Maybe Wyland will get it. This is a good one though. God, I love this movie. I don't know why, but I do. Hang on.
Are you gonna play Batman next?
Of course. Batman.
We should do Conan too.
Sons of Arrows of Heart.
I got another
one. Is this the first Terminator?
Nope. Damn, he guessed it. Breakman, Conan.
Oh.
Yeah. That was good. Breakman, I don't know how
you didn't even get to the best part, though.
I didn't. Let me...
The problem with a lot of 80s stuff is that music blends together.
That's a great one. How about this one? If you get this one, Break, that'll be pretty impressive. Ooh, Freak 5 had a good suggestion. I'll play that next.
Oh, I love this answer.
Any guesses yet on that one at all?
No, it's familiar though.
Oh, okay. I'll let it play a little while longer. I'm looking up the Beastmaster theme. Hang on.
Big trouble,
Bushman. No, good guess though. That was Commando. Oh yeah, Dungeon
okay,
Buster
Commando.
Got it. Yeah, Dungeon Buster got it. God, I love that one. All right, here we go. This is requested by Freak 5, Beastmaster. Let off some steam, Bennett. Beastmaster was so good. God, I love that movie.
Did you ever see Beastmaster 2?
There's a lot of 80s movies I need to get around to seeing.
Wait, Beastmaster 2? No,
Beastmaster 2 took it to a whole complete different direction. Yeah. Fucking Beastmaster 2 was crazy.
Yeah.
Basically, a portal opened between our world and his world, and Beastmaster came to our world.
I did see that. That was wacky, dude. Did anybody remember?
There was a woman who went to their world or his world too, and stuff like that. Yeah. Look,
check this out. How dare you guys not get one of the greatest shows of all time? How dare you? You didn't get that one, right?
Oh, that was a TV show. Is that Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah,
I thought you went to movies. Okay.
No, I'm going back and forth.
I was listening to it. Like, that sounds like Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster said movies. Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. Dungeon Buster knows what he's talking about.
This Battle is Beyond the Stars was a fantastic movie.
Oh, God, that was a great movie. Look at it. I found it for you, Dungeon Buster. Ask and ye shall receive. Let out some steam, Bennett. That was a good movie, man.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Why can't we get a Battle Beyond the Stars remake? Like something good like that.
They kind of do remake that kind of movie all the time.
No, I want this movie remade. That's what I want.
I mean, like The Magnificent Seven is kind of the same story.
Yeah, I guess, but this.
I mean, it's a desperate town folk go out searching for help.
Yeah.
And in this case, people on a desperate planet go out looking for help and recruit all these people to help them, all the most badass people they can find. They come back and help, and they all die saving the world. And
except for, like, maybe two people.
The people that went out and recruited them all live. Yeah. That's how that usually happens.
Yeah. No, I know. That was a great movie, man. God damn it. I want
was Magnificent Seven. That's what I'm saying. Like, those are
we're up for time, I think.
Wow. We're up for time.
Hi, we're still doing
this. Talking a little bit of themes here.
We started late.
We did.
I guess so.
I guess, Eric. Eric is being a downer. Doesn't want to listen to
anyone. I'm not being a downer. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. If we wanted to keep doing this, we should end the show and just keep doing this.
I guess. Yeah, I guess it is time for our plugs. But, man, you know what? I've been getting the itch to do – maybe after my surgery I'll do a grinder dance party at GDP. That'd be good.
Will there be a show next week then?
You know what? I'm pretty sure there will be a show. Like, I wouldn't not do a show. I mean, unless I'm really, really drugged out. But, you know, I'm always drugged out.
I mean, Bray can do something. But I don't know if you'll be around.
No, I want to do the show. Trust me. I mean, it's going to be one of the things that I want to do while I'm in recovery. It's either going to be a two-week thing or
we can serenade you with harmonicas.
How dare you? You do that, and you know, I'll just say, hey, where's the assisted suicide that I need? You know, just
that'll be the assisted suicide. I'll just play harmonica until you die.
Yeah, that's just, dude. Yeah, just put a needle in my arm.
It's
right
like
now.
The rainbow road of harmonicas.
How dare you? How dare you? Let's see. I almost got.
I want more shit. Wayland says it would be awesome if they announce a conclusion movie for Stargate Atlantis universe at the panel.
Yeah,
Universe.
I watched a little bit of this of Stargate, but what was I going to say? I want more shows to do that. Go back, add another season to fix the crappy endings, or give us an ending, give us some closure to them. Like Prison Break recently did. They're like, wow, that ending that we originally did sucked. Yeah. Let's make a new one, basically.
Yeah, that ending really did suck for Prison Break. I haven't seen the new series. I heard
the new one, basically, like they're like, we know everybody was unhappy with that ending, so here's a happy ending for you.
Boy. I don't care for
it. No, I really liked it. I like what they did with the ending.
I got to watch it.
But I want them to go back and fix shows that had shitty endings, like Quantum Leap had a shitty ending. Go back and fix that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, time travel, you can fix that pretty easily. Freak 5 says, "This. How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch." Any plugs? Let's go with Breakman.
I don't remember how Battlestar Galactica ended. I remember the episode where they were on Earth, but that wasn't the planet they were looking for, was it?
No.
Did they get to that planet? I can't remember.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I can't fucking remember.
And from what I didn't watch the end, but from what I was told, basically the machines found God, I guess. It's like, okay.
It's like that Star Trek movie where they found that God. God, that was
such a bad movie.
So bad. I like the idea of it, but it was just
– You liked poorly. It?
No. I didn't like it. I liked the idea, but the execution was awful.
Sorry. I didn't mean to say that. My apologies. I don't mean to ever accuse anybody of liking Star Trek V.
Yeah. How dare you, Breakman? Star Trek V was...
Star Trek IV and VI are fucking awesome.
Who knew that the Voyager was a fucking sentient AI in a thousand years in the future?
Yeah. Freak 5, I said, was exiled. Let's see. Weiland says universe would be the easiest to go back to with how that ended, Stargate. You know, I haven't seen Stargate in so long, those series, that I'd have to go back and rewatch a lot. Man, I lost a lot.
The weirdest episode by far in SG-1 was Wormhole Extreme.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your plugs.
My plugs would probably be, let's see. I think for this week I'll just mention sites I've written reviews for, like TotalEGN.com, AskGamers.com, BossBashRadio.com, and VogNetwork.com. My latest review is an update of an older review I did, but for Danganronpa, another episode, Ultra Despair Girls, for the PS4. Yeah. You can go check that out. Yeah. And then you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
There's in my YouTube channel, Funny G-Man. And I have my Patreon, which I'll put in the links. Yeah. But there's also the GoFundMe, like Frank mentioned earlier. But yeah, I'd much rather you give money there for now.
Yeah.
Than my Patreon.
Definitely need some help on GoFundMe. Eric will put the link in the show notes to both, but it would be awesome if we could just get a few bucks to help cover the cost of our domain. Freak 5 says he has a bunch of beers to review on Zombies Anonymous. Ooh. Over the next few episodes, so that'll be super interesting. Make sure you check out that. His favorite find was Le Freak, he says. Weiland says...
I really hate it when people intentionally mispronounce that game.
Yeah. Weiland says DSP is, quote, playing, unquote, Danganronpa 2 right now. So that might be something...
No, he's playing Dang It Grandpa 2.
Yeah, apparently that's what DSP is calling it.
Oh, Dang It Grandpa. Dang It Grandpa 2. Yeah. Yeah, there's a those
interesting in all the trial sections.
Yeah, I'm really thinking of doing a GDP real soon, but make sure you check out our GoFundMe. Just put in RP Grinders. It's the first GoFundMe for RP Grinders. Save RP Grinders. Basically, we're trying to save our domain name. It only costs $95, but with all the fees that go.
And we just need 9 people to give us $10.
Yeah, if we could, yeah, that'd be great.
Nine people.
There was an anonymous person that put $15 down. So thanks to that person. So there's that. So we're getting there. Anything would help. $5, $10. That'd be really cool. Yeah, 9 listeners for sure. Breakman. That's assuming we have 9 listeners. So basically, it means Wyland, Dungeon Buster, and Freak 5 have to chip in. 25 each. No, I'm kidding. anything helps. You know, I just right now I'm going into surgery. I got a lot of bills that I got to take care of. Those take priority. I paid the first 5 years, so I'm just hoping for a little bit of help this one time. I don't think in the history of Grinders we've ever, you know, successfully done a grind or a GoFundMe or anything like that. So, Dang It Grandpa. That's the name of this episode, man. Dang It Grandpa. Yeah, it was a fun episode. Let's do this again sometime. Anything else, guys?
I still want to talk about TV shows.
I know. We haven't even done like a quarter of the shows that we could do.
I know.
Maybe next week I'll do a GDP. That might work, dude. Depending on how it goes.
I have so many TV show requests. Yeah. Oh, my fucking God. Yeah. Yes.
We got to do this. We got to do this, right? At least an hour-long show with TV themes or music themes, stuff like that. I know there's tons out there that people would love to hear. So I'll do that next week. Let's plan on next week, depending on how my surgery goes and how
you'll be so high on drugs you'll want to, man.
Oh God, maybe I could. I can't really smoke while I do the show, man. That sucks. Man. I'm gonna have to like take a break, go outside, smoke for a while, and then come back. How about that? You know,
I guess we could do that, but we'd like Frank.
All right, dang it, Grandpa.
Dude,
Dang it, Grandpa too.
Purple's awesome. Like, what, Frank? What the hell?
Well, I should do a show next week. I've got the weed to do it, man. God damn, this strain that I just got, holy fuck, it puts you on your ass. All right, that's about it for now this week, guys. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, guys. Thanks.
Don't blow up yourself with fireworks.
Yeah, please stay safe over the 4th of July weekend. Don't blow yourself up.
Do anything that I would do.
Yeah. Don't do anything that Brakeman
would
do.
I'm a professional moron. So yeah. Just don't do what I do. I know what I'm doing because I'm the.
Yeah. Thanks, Wyland, Freak 5 Chaos, and Dungeon Buster, as always. You guys rock. And MXC, who was in there earlier.
Eat lots of hot dogs and burgers.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or don't eat them if you're dieting or.
Oh, God. Yeah, I got to stay away.
I have high blood pressure.
I gained like 5 pounds. I got to stop eating so much. All right.
I need to get some more propane.
Yeah.
Propane.
Oh, grilled food. Propane. grilled food is the best. All right. Till next week, everybody. Stay safe this weekend and over the 4th. Till then, we're out. Later, guys.
Whatever. I do what I want.
How dare you. Freak 5 is exciting.
That's Frank's line.
Freak 5 is exiled from Grinders today.
I sell propane.
Propane.
Accessories.
I need propane.
Damn it, Bobby.